namo bhagavate vasudevaya om namo bhagavate vasudevaya om namo bhagavate vasudevaya etena eva yaghono syam kritam syad abhanishkritam yada narayana yeti jagada chaturaksharam ete naiva yaghono syam Kritam syadaghanishkritam Yada narayana yeti Jagada chaturaksharam
Iti naiva hi abhona asya kritam syat abhanishkritam jada narayana ayeti jagada chaturaksharam. Now we could say, maybe, the Vishnu Dota, as the Yamaduta, you don't touch him. Don't try to touch him. He is now clean of all sinful yasas. He cannot touch. Yamaduta is meant for the unclean, sinful man, not for the pious, clean man. The criminal department is meant for the unclean, not for the honest gentleman. Similarly, Yamaraja is meant for punishing the sinful man. So, apparently, you are sinful man. He did everything. But the Vishnudutta came to deliver him. So the question is that when this man became sinless? So that answer is given here. Ete naiva. This chanting of Narayana, by this process, eva, indeed, he also abhana, abha means sinful, asa of this ajane, kritam syad abhanishkritam, he is now clean of all sinful reaction. When he became jada, from that time, jada, Narayana, O Narayana, IIT, come here, please. He was affectionate to his youngest son, little son, child. Generally, father, mother becomes one first. Attached. So, this child was named Narayana. So, constantly he was chanting, Narayana, please come here. What is that? That's all. Narayana, please come here. Take your name. Narayana, please sit down here. Narayana, take your means like that. So, although he was addressing his son, He did not know that this chanting of Narayana is going to his place. Although he did not. This is called Ajnata Sukriti. He did not know what is the use of chanting Narayana, this four alphabet, Chaturakshara. But somewhere or other he was chanting. Narayana is so kind that although he did not mean real Narayana, he was meaning his son. But the affection was there for Narayana. Narayana is so kind that consciously or unconsciously, if you chant the holy name of the Lord, it goes to your spirit. Just like sometimes when you walk in the street, people say, Hare Krishna. So this is also going to their spirit. When they offer their respect to a Vaishnava, that goes to their spirit. When one comes in the temple, offers his obeisances, it goes to their spirit. Because Krishna says, Manmana bhava mad bhakta mad vyaji mana namasturu. So somewhere or other, with some purpose, immunity, so generally people come with a purpose that I shall go to the temple, offer my respect to the deity, and I shall ask this benediction. That is also good. Even if he has come with a motive, the Narayana or Krishna is so kind. Kamad, Vayat, Lobhat. If one chants Narayana name in Shuddha, then what to speak? So, this Krishna consciousness movement is so nice that in people joke with us, Hare Krishna, it goes to his face. Even joking. When this Hare Krishna movement was started by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, at that time India was under Pathan rule, Mohammedan kingdom. So, the constables, they were requested to arrest this chanter, the Brahmin, this master Brahmin, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu preached that simply by chanting Hare Krishna mantra, he will be liberated. So this master Brahmin, they thought it very dangerous, because their profession will be lost. So they protested to the magistrate, Mohammedan magistrate, Chandkaji, that this Chaitanya, the Nimai Pandit, he has inaugurated one movement that simply by chanting one will become liberated. This is not according to our Hindu scripture. So, you may be Mohammedan, but you are our ruler. You should give us some protection. Otherwise, this Nimai Pandit will ruin our Hindu religion. This was the complaint. So after all, he is the magistrate. He took some action. And he forbade through the constables that he cannot chant. That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was informed by his followers that we have been ordered by the magistrate to stop. Just like in foreign countries, he has been very occasionally arrested by the police, taken to the jail. So many obstacles are there. But our students are so adamant, they don't stop. They prefer to go to jail, but they will never stop. They are so much determined. So these persecutions of devotees, it is from the very beginning. Prahlad Maharaj, you are 5 years old boy, and you are simply chanting Narayana. So his father became a, what to speak of other? His father. Because at his, he did not believe in God. So he asked his son, why you are chanting Narayana? Narayana is God, the Supreme Lord. I am Supreme Lord, I am Supreme Lord. He can't mind. Very demoral now, here. So there was enmity. He was persecuted. So not in these days, devotees are supposed to be persecuted all the time. Christ was crucified. So this is the position of the devotee in the material world. They become very easily enemy of the demons. But the devotees are not afraid of the demons. So, the purport is that Jaganarayana Ayati Jagada Sukudasaram. So Ajami was benefited, although he did not know the distinction between pious and impious activities. On account of too much attachment to this material world, he was the husband of a prostitute, and he got some children. So, to maintain the family and children, he used to adopt any means. Never mind, he did not know what is sinful and what is not. But his only credit was that he was chanting Narayana. This does not mean knowingly we shall commit sinful activities and chant Narayana. It is not meant that. He did not know what is seen, what is not seen, what is Narayana, but circumstantially he was seeing all the sinful activities at the same time he was chanting Narayana. This is by accident. He did not know that I am becoming sinless by chanting Narayana. He did not have that thought, unknowingly. Namnath Vladasahi Papabhuti. If somebody chants the name of Narayana knowingly, that I am chanting the name of Narayana, therefore let me do act some sinful activity, it will be counter. They are very sinful. They are not excused. But he was innocent. He did not know what is the effect of sinful activities. Neither he knew what is sinful activities. Neither he knew what is not. Therefore, it was going to his credit. Vishnu Dutta informed the Jama Dutta, he is already clean. Don't worry about it. Because he was chanting Narayana Ayati. Narayana, my dear son, please come. He was very much attached. Jada Narayana Ayati Jalada. He uttered Chaturaksam. Four words, four alphabets only. Chaturaksam. So, Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur has given in this connect time many, many quotations from the Shastra, how one can become free from all sinful attacks by chanting the holy name of the Lord. Importance of chanting the holy name. So, we are also preaching the same thing under the direction of higher authority, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Harirnama, 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 Iva Kivalam. Kalo, Nasiva, 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 Kutidannatha. In these days, people are generous. 75 or 80%, or 90%. They are all sinful. Mandas, Mandamatayu, Mandabhagya. Because this is the position of the people in this age. Karmanda, all bad. All bad. You cannot distinguish who is bad and who is good. All bad. And very slow. They do not know what is the value of life, how to make this human form of life successful. Manda. That's why we are chanting all over the whole world. We chant Hare Krishna mantra and you'll be happy. But still they are not very much interested. Manda, slow. All right, I shall do it at the time of death. Now let me enjoy. The manda. And manda matayo. And if one is interested for spiritual advancement of life, he'll go to some rascal, some avatar, some yogi, some prophet, some magician as spiritual service. Manda, manda matayo. Why they are attracted by these rascals? Manda bhagya unforced. Krishna says directly, sarva dharman paritrajya mamikam saranam braja. They will not hear Krishna. They will hear these rascals. So-called yogi, so-called avatars, so-called mahatmas. Manda bhagya. Therefore, upadhuta, they are all constantly disturbed. This is the position. So, therefore, this age, Kali Yuga, is the ocean of faulty things. Those nidhi, nidhi means ocean. And you will find just like unfathomed water in the ocean, Pacific Ocean. Similarly, this Kali Yuga is the ocean of unfathomed sinful activities. Kalo dosa nidhi. But Sukadeva Goswami said to Parikshit Maharaj, Kalo dosa nidhi raja, he asti eko mahanago. In this age, this ocean of faults, there is a very valuable thing. That is special concession to this fallen soul of this age. Because Krishna is so kind, he is always anxious to deliver us. Jada jada hi dhatmatsa glani bhavati bharat. Tada atmanam sijami aham. His father, he is the seed-giving father of all living entities. He is part and parcel of Krishna. Mamayvansa. So he is very unhappy. Of course, he cannot be unhappy, Anandamaya Vyasa. But at least, because we are his sons and we are rotting in this material world for self-gratification, in this way, he is very sorry, therefore he comes and teaches us, Sarvadharman paritrajya mamikam, you rascal, why you are going here and there? Just surrender unto me, I will give you. But still, the rascal will not pay. Namāna dukkitanam mūrā parpadyante narāna māyāna prahitakyāna āsuri bhāvamāsa. Because they have been trained up with the atheistic temperament, they will never surrender. They will go on committing sinful lives, dukkitanam. They do not know what is the value of life, mūrā. And in spite of getting this human form of life, still they remain mūrā, therefore narādhamā, the lowest of humankind. No, they are passing any B examination and so many titles, academic career, māyā pahita jñāna. This kind of knowledge has no value. The value is already taken away. Therefore, you will find highly educated person, he is committing sinful life. Organized. He does not know how to live. Why? The basic principle is āsuri bhāvamāsita. Because they are taking the atheistic way of life. Therefore they are suffering. So, this is the position of this age. And the one benefit is that Kirtanadeva Krishnasya Mukta Sangha Param Bhaje. If you chant this Hare Krishna mantra, particularly says, Kirtanadeva Krishnasya, Krishna and Rama. Krishna means including Rama and other incarnations. This is the statement in the Shastra. Rama vimutti sukalani amena tishtan nana avataram aparat bhuvanesu kintu Krishna svayam samabhava swaram apvanaji govindamadi purusam samamayam. Krishna has so many expansions. Rama vimutti sukalani amena tishtan nana avataram aparat bhuvanesu kintu. So, Krishna is existing with innumerable expansion of his thought. Advaita Achyati Anadi Ananta Rupam Adyam Purana Purusam Navajavumani. So, Hare Krishna and Hare Rama. Therefore, it is enjoined by this Shastra. Chant these two names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Rama. The Rama or Krishna is the Supreme Lord, and Hare means Hara. So Hara means the potency, pleasure potency of the Supreme Lord. Hara. It is addressed as Hare. So Hare Krishna means Radha Krishna, and Hare Rama means Sita Rama. So either you chant Hare Krishna, Sita Rama, it is there. This is only. This is only. There is no difficulty. So, however your condition may be fallen, take this instruction of the Shastra and chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Thank you very much.